80s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
What's the Buzz, which is all your local news, is brought to you by WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital, expanding to serve you with three new rapid care locations and a newly expanded emergency department. All right, it's time to hit some buzz. What's going on in your city, your county, your town? I'm going to start 640 WHLO in Akron with just a heart-wrenching story about a family from Canton. They go to North Carolina, the Outer Banks, on vacation. They get a vacation rental home. All of a sudden, something happens, a freak accident that takes the life of their seven-year-old boy. I can't even imagine. I've rented these vacation rental homes in North Carolina, and some of them do have the elevator in the home, very nice homes. I can't fathom how this could happen, but my heart goes out to this family because I can't even imagine. So emergency workers were called to this home in Corolla. They get there. The seven-year-old boy is trapped by the elevator. They get him out quickly, but they could not resuscitate him. So the seven-year-old boy from Canton is dead on a family vacation. And I have three boys, 23, 21, and 16. And I tell everybody all the time, if I could take them back to 7 years of age, it's my favorite age. Because the seven-year-old is so playful, so innocent, just such a good time. I mean, my heart literally goes out to this family because I can't even imagine what they're dealing with right now. Speaking of Canton, six Ohio high school football coaches who were fired when a father complained his son was forced to eat a pizza containing pork in violation of his religious beliefs. They're suing the parent, his attorney, school officials, and others for defamation. I talked about this case a number of times here on the show. So the plaintiffs are former Canton McKinley head coach Marcus Watley and five of his assistants. They are saying the player voluntarily chose the pizza instead of chicken nuggets as discipline for off-field behavior, while teammates were ordered to run laps in a gym. Now, the complaint says the coaches were unaware that eating pork violated his religious beliefs. So this is going to play out in a court of law. Of course, the parents contending and their attorney contending that they knew this was in violation of his religious beliefs and that he was not given a choice. So this saga continuing. How about Solon Police announcing on social media that they have removed the thin blue line flag from its property? Taken down, according to Solon Police Chief Richard Tinelli, because, and I'm quoting here, during the brief time it was up, it caused a divisive, unhealthy reaction within our community. But when you take a look at the mayor's comments, you realize that unhealthy reaction from the community? Small number of people. Mayor Edward Krause saying, it seems a few of our residents, and I stress few, took Chief Tinelli's raising of the thin blue line flag on the department property to mean something that was clearly not intended. That's their fault. Why are you taking down a flag that supports law enforcement and those who have lost their lives in line of duty? You simply tell these people, hey, look, this is what it's about, not what you think it is. Deal with it. But instead, you have the mayor and the police chief here showing no backbone, bowing down to pressure from a select few. Once again, we've got the minority telling the majority what's acceptable. And that's exactly what is wrong in America today. And this is almost incomprehensible. University Hospitals in Cleveland placing two employees on administrative leave this week after admitting the wrong patient received a kidney transplant earlier this month. The kidney was given to the wrong patient. Now it's compatible and the patient is expected to recover. But what about the intended recipient? Officials aren't saying if another kidney is even available for that individual. A lot of people lose their lives waiting on organ transplant lists. This person has a kidney ready to go, and it goes to the wrong person. So they're reviewing the incident to make sure it never happens again. This happened on July 2nd. That's hard to comprehend that something like that could happen. Jump over to Pittsburgh, 1320 WJS. This story involving this woman held captive, rescued after leaving notes in public bathrooms, crazy. This happened in Western PA. Scott Township police called to a Walmart store in Carnegie on July 8th. Employees gave the police a handwritten note stuck to the mirror in the women's bathroom. The note stated the writer's name, explained that she was being held against her will, and was being sexually and physically assaulted by 38-year-old Corey Brewer. They went to his house, unable to make contact. They call him because they knew him from prior involvements. They spoke to the victim, but they couldn't speak to her without him listening, and the call was ended. Then on July 10th, Pennsylvania State Police were called to Falling Water for reports of another note stuck to the mirror in a women's restroom. And it said pretty much the same thing. Don't give up on me. If I don't make it, tell my family I love them. So police spring into action big time. And they spotted Brewer on cameras. They got a search warrant for his residence, and they were able to take him into custody, take the victim to the hospital. She said she never ran because Brewer threatened to kill her and her children. So now he's facing multiple charges, including involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, strangulation, sexual assault, terroristic threats, simple assault, and unlawful restraint. How about a recent graduate of Franklin Regional High School dying in a crash in Westmoreland County because of a deer? Crash happened on Route 982 in Derry Township about 3 a.m. Damian Beerley, 18, of Murraysville, driving when he hit a deer. Crossed the center line, went off the road, hit a tree and a utility pole. Pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Speed is believed to be a factor in the crash, but the death has been ruled an accident. Look, I mean, I drive in rural areas all the time. You don't even have to be rural, urban areas. Deer pop out all the time. I mean, when I'm coming to work in the morning and I'm on the interstate, you wouldn't believe the deer crossing the interstate. I've almost hit a couple when I've thought, what kind of impact would that be? And it's something I don't really want to find out. And in North Braddock, the Democratic candidate for mayor in North Braddock, arrested. Cletus Lee. He sent two people to the hospital. Hit two people with a bat in their lower legs. Now, his family's saying it was self-defense, trying to break up a fight in front of his home. They've secured a lawyer. Not quite sure what charges he's facing as of yet, but believe me, he's going to be facing them until we determine whether or not it was self-defense. All right, let's jump to Wheeling, 1170 WWVA. I just want to say kudos. I want to give a pat on the back to superintendents at Bridgeport and Shadyside, John Haswell and Brent Ripley, because they have come out and said, you know what, when we bring the kids back for the new school year, we're going to return to normal. And normal means no masks. Whether you've been vaccinated or not, we are not going to require masks. Now, they're still going to clean extensively, still going to require some social distancing. But I commend both these superintendents, and I would say to other area superintendents in the tri-state area, do the same thing. We've got studies out now showing that masks are detrimental to kids. Breathing in way too much CO2, getting a lot of skin rashes, uncomfortable. Talk to any kid out there. They were miserable wearing masks to school. Now, if a kid wants to, let them. But do not mandate it. Shadyside and Bridgeport are doing the right thing. Hopefully, all the other schools out there do the same thing, too. Harrison County near Caddis had people showing photos of a bear crossing a busy roadway in the middle of the day. Right now is peak bear sighting season. Actually, it was around the 4th of July. Harrison County Sheriff has been posting photos of a bear crossing a roadway during the middle of the week. You know, bears are out there exploring new territory. They're looking for more food. But Harrison County is one of those counties that's been impacted by oil and gas drilling. A lot of well pads, a lot of drilling. That drives bears out of their habitat and gets them out there for everybody to see. So that's not real shocking. If you see a bear, obviously don't try to pet the damn thing. Do not feed the damn thing. Just call the wildohio.gov office or go to their website and report it. That's the easiest thing to do. And Blame My Roots Country Music Festival starting tomorrow. Okay, just outside of St. Clairsville near Morristown. If you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure you get them because it's going to be a great, great show. 570 WKBN Youngstown. You got a jury returning its verdict in the case of a Canfield man accused of crashing his car in 2017 and then leaving his hurt passenger to die. It was his friend, Ryan Lanzo. So Michael Malvasi Jr., he was charged with aggravated vehicular homicide, OVI charges in that crash. He was found guilty of those charges. This crash happened about 4 years ago. It took less than 3 hours for a Mahoning County jury to return its verdict against Malvasi, guilty on all counts. Now, he has repeatedly claimed that Lanzo was the driver, but the jury didn't buy it. So his bond's been revoked. His sentencing date, Malvasi's that is, has not yet been set. And we're getting more information about a former Warren, Ohio resident who died in that Surfside condo collapse. 65-year-old Judy Spiegel. Her body was recovered Friday. So prayers and thoughts going out to the Spiegel family. Family was originally from New York but lived near Warren. Spiegel's husband worked as the CEO of Trumbull Memorial Hospital. She was a philanthropist, worked with several children's hospitals across the country. So once again, thoughts going out to her family. 910 WLTP Parkersburg, Marietta's police chief, announcing his retirement in the wake of an investigation. So the mayor, Josh Schlesinger, saying the replacement for Police Chief Rodney Hupp will be determined through the city's Civil Service Commission. So Hupp's announced his retirement. He turned that in July 9th. He said it's been an honor to serve the city of Marietta for the last 27 years. And Aaron Nettif, captain, has been named the interim police chief while officials figure out a long-term plan. And congratulations to Miss West Virginia USA. She's from Parkersburg. And she's excited to represent Parkersburg on the national stage. And I'm talking about Alexis Bland. She's been crowned Miss West Virginia USA, saying it's a dream come true. So the Miss USA competition is, if you don't follow pageantry, and I'm not that up on it, I'm not going to lie to you, most people call it the Super Bowl of pageantry. It'll be held in Tulsa, Oklahoma on November 29th. So best of luck to Alexis Bland, and maybe she can bring a crown home to the state of West Virginia. I mean, that's a heck of an honor. There's a lot of hard work and dedication that goes into it. So congratulations to her once again. That is your What's the Buzz? What's going on in your city, your county, and of course, your town.
Tee off for a great cause at the 14th annual Heather Miller Memorial Golf Tournament, Friday, July 30th at Ogilby Park's Crispin Golf Club. Register now for the four-person scramble with an 11 a.m. shotgun start. There will be door prizes, cash prizes, boxed lunches, non-alcoholic drinks, and a lot of fun. Proceeds benefit the Center for Organ Recovery and Education. Celebrate Heather's life by raising money for CORE. Find the Heather Miller Memorial page on Facebook for details.
What's the Buzz was brought to you by WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital, where you don't have to wait hours to be seen by board-certified emergency medical physicians in a newly expanded ER. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for Salsa Joe's Smokehouse, located at the former Undo's location in Elm Grove. This place is happening with live music and great food. And if you're looking for advice, I recommend the pulled pork burrito, stuffed with rice, cowboy beans, cheese, topped with white sauce, red sauce, or a little bit of both, and black beans and corn. Sweet baby Jesus is this thing big and delicious. Tommy at Salsa Joe's in Elm Grove also wants me to let you know Salsa Joe's is all about parties, events, private dining, and more. So check out this new restaurant in Elm Grove, Salsa Joe's.
Want to find some great local entertainment and recreation less than a tank of gas away? Then go to the station's website and check out the One Tank Trip page to enjoy some of these great places this summer, like Piedmont Lake and Marina, Grandview Park, Belmont County Victorian Mansion Museum, Seneca Lake Marina, and the Toy and Plastic Brick Museum. Let the One Tank Trip page be your guide to a fun and affordable, safe summer.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our primary care one plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0940.
Want to find some great local entertainment and recreation less than a tank of gas away? Then go to the station's website and check out the One Tank Trip page to enjoy some of these great places this summer, like Piedmont Lake and Marina, Grandview Park, Belmont County Victorian Mansion Museum, Seneca Lake Marina, and the Toy and Plastic Brick Museum. Let the One Tank Trip page be your guide to a fun and affordable, safe summer.
High cost of living, ain't nothing like the cost of living high.
Live on stage, country superstar Jamie Johnson.
You should have seen it in color.
Don't miss Jamie Johnson, performing all of his hits at the Capitol Theater in Wheeling. For tickets to see Jamie Johnson on July 30th, go to CapitolTheaterWheeling.com or call the box office. Presented by Latshaw Productions.
Dream Home Diaries with Unified Bank.
Dear Dream Home Diary, started work today on that in-ground swimming pool I've always wanted, thanks to a home improvement loan from Unified Bank.
Always by your side, we are Unified, Equal Opportunity Lender.
When Mary arrived for her second visit, she opened my door and danced from the door to my front desk with this huge smile on her face. And then she just started bawling. She starts to tell me that it was the first time in 12 years that she felt relief. And then I started to well up.
That's Dr. Sean Ritchie of Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. And Mary Danston is just one of his thousands of success stories.
Peripheral neuropathy, if I can explain it in terms that they feel it, it's like if you would sit on your foot and your foot falls asleep, you start to tap it and it comes back to life. Or their foot never comes back to life. It's always feeling that numbness, that pins and needles, that tingling, and it just never goes away. So Mary comes in, proceeded to hear that she's had this for 12 years, got to the point where she was about to go into a walker. 2 days later, she's dancing.
For your free consultation, call 304-224-1333. That's 304-224-1333. Or visit MaryDanston.com.
I am Dr. Sean Ritchie. I am teaming up with Dr. Michael Skarden to bring hope to the neuropathy sufferers in the Weirton area.
Convenient Food Mart, or CFM, is an independent store franchise right here in the Valley that offers you the chance to shop quickly and effectively. So when Bloom Daddy stops at a CFM, I can get anything from Pepsi products, omelet wraps, and barbecue pulled pork sandwiches to Big Catch fish sandwiches, meat and cheese trays, jumbo wings, and gas. So hit up your local CFM with locations from Barnesville to Weirton and Hopedale to Malaga. And what's best of all, it doesn't matter if you're in a hurry or not. CFMs are convenient in meeting your needs all over the Ohio Valley.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bloom Daddy.
Time for your Thursday tirade. Topic number one, I'm over it. Major League Baseball needs an enema. And until it gets one, I'm over it. I hate everything about it right now. I hate pitchers who cheat using spider tack, pine tar, petroleum jelly, or whatever other substance they can find and hide on their body to make them better than they are. I hate hitters who use teammates beating on garbage cans to signal a fastball's coming or have more horse tranquilizer coursing through their bodies than Secretariat. I hate spin rates. I hate launch angles. I hate record strikeouts. I hate fewer balls in play. And I hate, and I mean hate, the shift. All this adds up to longer games, boring games, and less action. Around 4 minutes pass on average between balls put in play. 4 minutes. How gone am I as a Major League Baseball fan? I'll put it to you this way. I would bypass Red Sox Yankees to watch the Pioneer Woman on the Food Network. She could cook. What's that, Major League Baseball? How do we get you back as a fan? That's easy. Get rid of the shift, lower the mound to limit pitching velocity, get rid of nonstop pitching changes, and quit, for the love of God, talking about exit velocity and pop time and spin rate, and get back to bunting, hitting and running, and defense. Get back to the game I loved and leave politics and social justice garbage the hell out of it. If that happens, I'll kick Reed Drummond to the curb. If it doesn't, I'm watching my redheaded Pioneer woman whip up some turkey brine. Topic number two, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is expected to make a ton of money from selling his paintings this coming fall. If you'd like to learn how to paint like Hunter, then listen to him host his new episode of The Joy of Painting.
Welcome to The Joy of Painting. I'm Hunter Biden. Today we're going to paint a beautiful winter landscape, like in the Ukraine. Never been there, even though I was on the board of their biggest energy company. So let's paint in some snow, shall we? Beautiful lines of snow, perfectly laid out on a mirror. I mean lake. A nice deep lake that I should have thrown my laptop into, yeah. How about a little house on the lake? Yeah, could be a crack house, maybe a cat house. I can't remember much about that weekend, but, well, other than it was awesome, yeah. Now the most important part, sign your name very legibly, so you can sell this painting for $500,000. It's a huge, huge ripoff, but, you know, you won't get into trouble because, well, your daddy's the president. Yeah.
So true. And finally, topic number three in the crosshairs. Now, the other day, I was walking down the hill toward my team's baseball field when I see a doe and her two fawns standing in the bullpen behind the dugout. After the mom spots me, she jumps the bullpen fence, heads out to third base. The two fawns can't jump the fence, and the door to the field is not open. Only the door entering the bullpen was open. So they are separated, and as you can imagine, not happy about it. So I keep walking, thinking, I'll open the entrance gate to the field, get out of the way, and they'll rejoin their mom and go about their merry way across the outfield and into the woods. Didn't exactly work out that way. As I entered the bullpen, slowly, because I didn't want to startle the fawns, they became, well, startled, and ran toward the other end of the bullpen. So I slowly opened the gate to the field and walked through it, thinking they would follow. One kinda did, by running headfirst in the back fence at top speed and almost killing itself. I mean, I was stunned to see it. That baby deer hit that fence so hard it almost broke its neck. I think it thought it could knock it down, or maybe thought the fence was actually weeds. I mean, I don't really know, but it was unbelievable. It then gets up and runs back to the other end of the dugout to join its sibling. At this point, I turn around to see where Mom is, and she's about 15 feet away from me, looking at me. I'm talking with hate. I saw hate in that damn deer's eyes, and I realized at that point she had me in the crosshairs and is getting ready to charge me. Now, here I am in flip-flops, trying to think of where I was going to go, what I was going to climb, because there was nothing to hide behind, and guess what? I'm not outrunning a deer. So I did the only thing I could do. I backed away slowly. Now, you might think a doe's not that imposing. Well, go stand about 15 feet away from one when you're between her and her babies. Eventually, she made her way into the bullpen and exited with the little ones. And then just yesterday, I saw the three of them hanging out in town by the park. So all is good. No broken neck, no paralysis, and I didn't get my ass kicked by a deer. And that's your Thursday tirade. Otis, you've probably never been that close to a deer, have you?
Oh, I had one almost eaten out of my hand.
Dude, yeah. I mean, but when one's looking at you with bad intent, it's not the best feeling in the world. Yeah. Hey, people are dating for the first time since the pandemic, believe it or not. And it's getting a little awkward.
This station presents Real American Douchebags.
Real American Douchebags.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Hasn't Been on a Date Since the Pandemic.
Mr. Guy Who Hasn't Been on a Date Since the Pandemic.
When the pandemic ended, you started swiping on your Tinder again. But now, you have to change out those dirty sweatpants and go on a date. And you forgot how to small talk.
This is gonna be really awkward.
You don't know what to wear.
Nothing fits you anymore anyway, yeah.
So when you sit down at that tacky restaurant and panic over whether or not she can see your sweaty pit stains, keep your confidence up and remember, she's fake laughing with Mr. Guy Who Hasn't Been on a Date Since the Pandemic, a real American douchebag.
Mr. Guy Who Hasn't Been on a Date Since the Pandemic.
And remember, you're stuck with the bill.
You know what's funny about that is that we call Otis. Otis's nickname around here is Sweaty Pit Stains. I can't believe they used it in that bit.
Had him last night.
Yeah, this had to be kind of scary for a few seconds. A dog owner recently shared a screenshot of a conversation they had with the dog's groomer on Reddit. He dropped his beagle off for a haircut. The owner sent a message. The groomer sent a message to the owner saying, "Hi, Dexter's dead." He used talk to text. He meant to say Dexter's ready now, and talk to text, autocorrect, whatever it is, change the message. And I thought maybe I'm trying to search for a topic, a fun Friday topic for tomorrow's show. And I thought maybe one was, because I use talk to text all the time, it's never right. I don't even know why I use it. It's got to be the worst invention in the history of mankind. So I'm thinking tomorrow, fun Friday topic might be, have you ever used talk to text and it led to a really embarrassing moment or conversation? Because I think a lot of people have been, you know, in this situation, the same as this dog groomer. That's it for today. I'm Bloom Daddy. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Your axe is whack. Your whole label is whack. Matter of fact,